Many of us have struggled at some point to find our place, to be a part of the in-crowd, perhaps, or maybe just to find a true friend in a sea of new faces in new places. Sometimes it works out well, but other times, not so much. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels about the ups and downs of fitting in. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. I was so excited to discover The Knockout Queen by Ruphy Thorpe. I had not heard of this author until I was assigned the book by People magazine, and now I want to read everything she's ever written. At the center of The Knockout Queen are two great characters. Michael is a gay teenage boy with a septum piercing whose mother is in jail for stabbing his father. Now he lives with his aunt and his homophobic cousin. Bunny is the volleyball-playing giantess who lives next door. Her father is a bigwig in local real estate. His picture is plastered on billboards all over town. Michael and Bunny meet when he moves in with his aunt in middle school. They bond over RuPaul's Drag Race, their missing mothers, skincare, and their complete inability to fit in their Southern California suburb. Michael tells the story of their intense, beautiful, life-wrecking friendship, which practically bursts off the page with intelligence, humor, and moral insight. As he puts it, what are you supposed to do with pain except polish it until it becomes something pointy and pretty? With all the fuss about who can write fiction about which characters these days, I wasn't surprised to find some reviews wondering whether a 30-something white female author can really nail the intricacies of a 16-year-old queer teen. I agree with Hillary Kelly, who wrote in the New York Times that it's hard to evaluate whether Thorpe got all the details of Michael's Craigslist-based sex life right, but as she says, I know charismatic, empathetic writing when I see it. What undoubtedly works here is Thorpe's portrait of teenage ostracism. Like the movie Parasite, Francis Cha's If I Had Your Face is set in Seoul, South Korea, but a Seoul totally different from the one we saw in the Oscar-winning movie. Cha takes us inside the world of single working women in a culture where beauty standards and gender inequality seem to have driven everyone insane. Or maybe this insanity is just easier to spot than the version of it we're inured to in our own culture. If I Had Your Face tells the story of two sets of roommates, Ara and Soojin, Kiori and Miho. Three of the girls grew up together, and the fourth is a new friend who works as something called a room salon girl. A room salon is a kind of private bar where men bring clients to discuss business while women pour alcohol and drink with them. In order to work in the most exclusive salon, Kiori has had dozens of surgical and cosmetic procedures, many of which require continual upkeep. Her eyelids are doubled, her nose is raised, her cheekbones tapered, and her entire jaw has been realigned and shaved into a slim V-line. Long, feathery eyelashes have been planted along her tattooed eyeline. While she is trying to look like a K-pop singer named Candy, she herself is idolized by one of the other roomies, Soojin, who aspires to make money the way she does. Soojin is about to have her first jaw surgery, a procedure so terrifying she leaves a will at home on the kitchen table. While the title of the book seems to refer to these coveted faces, Cha's portrait of her characters' lives and connections is anything but skin deep. The message of the book is that nothing is more essential and life-affirming than the connections between women.
The books are The Knockout Queen by Ruphy Thorpe and If I Had Your Face by Francis Cha. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.